here we are back in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's a very nice place to be, especially on a wintry day like today, yes, with rain finally here, mm-hmm, which will be welcome to a lot of people.
Yes.
My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're here reading Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip, and the date is Wednesday, May 24, 2023. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. The Blondin Troop. This clever corps of gymnasts, who have on a former occasion performed with great satisfaction in Gawler, are advertised to appear again before a Gawler audience this Saturday evening and on Monday evening, when we believe their extraordinary feats will be found to surpass anything of the kind heretofore exhibited in the Institute Hall. What a great use for the Institute Hall. That's all one sentence again in the style of the Bunyip of 150 years ago.
Yeah.
You feel like you need to take a breath halfway.
There's a bit of a tongue twister, that one.
Oh, it was a little bit. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've borrowed Frank Kafka's Metamorphosis. And it's a lot of, you know, short little essays, you know, a couple of hundred words. And one of them was nearly a full page and two paragraphs, a very long paragraph and then a short paragraph of two lines. And the first paragraph was one whole sentence.
Oh,
and
wow,
it would have been about, I reckon, 250, 300 words long. Yeah. It was a really long paragraph. But it made sense. Which is interesting. I've never read Kafka before.
We did the trial in, I think, first year.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
no,
you're a bit younger than me, so we were still reading Shakespeare.
So, on to 100 years ago, postal charges. It is high time that penny postage was reintroduced. The speeding up of the telephone installations is all to the good, although it will be a long time yet before prompt service can be expected. If only we lived in an advanced country like Russia, a few bombs could be thrown and some hurry-up injected into the sluggish veins of those in charge of our postal service. And then we might look for penny postage before our weary bones are laid to rest.
Oh, I love it. Put a bomb up them. Russia. Russia's putting enough bombs on the rest of the world.
Yes, right now. Advanced, it's a bit ironic reading that.
An advanced country like Russia.
Yes.
Gosh. Well,
I don't think Russia was ever considered advanced.
Well, it's not
in
too
technology.
Bad,
in terms of technology, they were barely, you know, they're struggling to catch up. And
back 100 years ago, they were certainly struggling.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that was at the beginning of the revolution, wasn't it? Was it six years after?
Yes.
After
they still
the
had a lot of catch up to do. Mm.
So, 50 years ago, councillor warns on boundaries. Gawler Town Council has been warned that surrounding councils would be after Gawler itself in submissions to a royal commission on the redistribution of boundaries. The warning was given by Councillor W.J. Palamountain at Tuesday night's meeting of Council. He said that Council must come up with a better case than its neighbours for consideration by the Commission. I'm not sure what that actually means.
I think it's saying that if Gawler doesn't make its claim, then other surrounding councils will claim areas that Gawler wishes to claim, which seems very, very relevant to the current debate going on about boundary reform, because it's still a hot issue 50 years later.
Yes.
Well, I know at one stage Cuddler wasn't part of Gawler Council, but I think that was about 26...
That was done
50 years ago.
That was done with a... when Mother Wirra Council was carved up and absorbed partly into Playford, what became Playford, and partly into Gawler.
I've never understood why Muddler River South was in the north. Of It just confuses me. I must have that wrong, but then I check it. No, it says Muddler River South. Well, how is that north? And they seem to confusing. But it's a lovely name, Muddler River.
It's a pretty name. It does run off the tongue a bit.
It does.
I think there's still a Muddler River Ward in fact in Light Regional Council.
Right.
It's one out through Gawler River.
That'd be probably Kangaroo Flat, maybe?
Or is it Muddler Wirra Ward in Playford?
might be plagiarism.
Now I'm thinking. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Because Kangaroo Flat was part of Mudlaroo South, and I don't know why it was South. That was the one that Justin's great-great-grandfather ran for council, was involved with. So while you're looking that up, I'll carry on with 25 years ago. It should stay. The tree should stay. That's the verdict of an inquiry into the future of the giant river red gum in Commercial Lane, Gawler. In a comprehensive 27-page report, retired judge John Roeder said it is not his task to make a decision about the tree's future, but his preferred option, in inverted commas, is retention of the tree. Mr. Roeder says he does not believe arguments for removing the tree are compelling, considering experts say it is healthy and safe. Woolworths, which plans to develop the adjacent TAFE College site, supports retention of the tree as a pleasant link between past and present. It's interesting. I wonder who wanted to get rid of it, if Woolworths were keen to support it being there. And certainly the local community were keen to keep it.
Concerned that it was forever dropping limbs. And it,
gums do that.
Red gums do not belong in built-up areas. But that was it was just a danger. Mm. And it kept
but if
on
they have
breaking.
Enough water, they shouldn't. They do that when they're short of water.
No, they just do it any time.
Yeah.
We had river red gums at Teacher Gully, and you'd hear a click, and then you hear a crack, and then you hear a groan, and then you'd hear the crash. You'd run as soon as you heard the click. The horses used to run as soon as they heard that click, because that was just the final tension. It was usually on a very hot, humid day when all the sap had risen and it was full of moisture in the limbs and just go big, big. And there was plenty of water up there. Mm. Anyway, 10 years ago, Dr. Chris gets hearts throbbing. More than 300 shoppers gathered at a Gawler supermarket on Monday to get a glimpse of celebrity vet Chris Brown. The Bondi vet star spent an hour chatting to locals and visitors at the Jacob Street Foodland as part of a promotion for Optimum Pet Food. Brown said he was blown away by Gawler's hospitality. He's still on TV, isn't he?
I don't know.
More money out of being a TV personality than a vet.
Probably.
Less stressful.
Yes, a lot less stressful. Vets have a hard time.
Oh, they do,
It's a very tough job. People don't. And they have to know so much, because they have to know the anatomy of so many different animals.
Seven creatures. It's horses, cattle, pigs, sheep, dogs, cats, and poultry. Fowl, poultry, animals.
Yes.
Ducks and chickens and...
So, Gawler Now and Then. Butcher's van, home delivery. The days when grocery folk came to you. Well, in fact, since COVID, home delivery's become very popular again.
Absolutely.
But I remember back when I was a child, we'd get bread delivered to the back door. Meat delivered to the back door. And we knew all of the people that delivered. We'd chat to them. Milk.
Yep. We did get milk delivered because we had a cow, I guess. We always had the Tip Top Bakery man. He'd always come every day and we'd have a fresh finger bun when we got home from school, fresh out of the baker's van. And we used to have the Rawley's man. Rawley's, do you remember Rawley's ointment and all the different Rawley's products?
It might have been the South Australian one.
Well, no, it was a national company, but he used to come around and had his van and it was all filled with all these little pots and potions.
Okay.
And in fact, he was a chap that lived here in Gawler. We were at Teacher Gully at the time and he used to call around there. Elliot Walling, his name was, and he's actually done a reminiscence that's part of this collection here.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was a horse person, so he and Mum used to talk about horses a lot. But the Royleys man.
Yeah.
Royleys ointment.
I feel that I was born on the cusp of sort of the old and the new. It's just I saw the last vestiges of that old way of life.
Yes, and the 60s and then I should write down in my own reminiscences about growing up at Teacher Gully.
50s or 60s, I'd say, that van.
Oh, the old van.
Yeah, they were still around when I was a child. They were old when I was a child.
Can't read what it says on the side. I'd say that's a 50s, 40s, 50s van.
And of course, they're coming from your little sort of local grocer. We had one just down the road from us and one up the road from us.
Yep.
And the sort of the start of the supermarkets when they first opened up.
I think Mum probably used to get her groceries delivered because she didn't have a licence. And well, she had a licence from the 1950s, but she didn't drive until we got automatic cars in the 1960s.
I don't blame her.
I remember the Royal East man who used to come to our house.
The Royal East, was it Elliot?
Mr. Opie.
Oh, Mr. Opie, was it?
Yeah, and you had like the tins with the like the salves.
I think I've still got a tin of Royal East salve at home.
Yeah. Mum used to buy it.
Yeah, it was a really good mentholated type healer. Yeah, but they used to have horse tinctures and the vanilla essence, the Royal East vanilla essence or the vanilla. Was the best.
So, well, until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette, it's always nice.
Yes.